Welcome back to the Aware Show. Hi, this is Lisa Gar. And who else is with me in studio?
Kayla.
Kayla's here. My daughter's joining me today for a little bit on the air. We're going back and forth. Now, what we have done, we're in the middle of our fun drive, right, Kayla?
Yes.
For what's the name of the radio station?
KPFK.
Good job. Yeah, you've heard me say it a million times. And we are doing our fun drive. And look, KPFK, it's got K in there twice.
I know.
You've noticed that. We're in the middle of our fun drive here, and we're having a great time. This is the Aware Show. My name is Lisa Gar. We were just on the air for an hour, and we're doing another hour because we are excited because we're raising money for this amazing, amazing station. Do you know they don't have any commercials on KPFK?
Yep.
Because the listeners who listen to the station donate money to keep the station around. And they listen to great news and great stuff. We talk about all sorts of good things on this radio station, about your health, health and good stuff for your body and especially for your mind.
And especially for curing cancer.
Yeah, we do a lot of that too. Well, now, I don't know if you know about this, but one of my guests today, I think you've heard him before. You've heard Mommy talking to Les Brown before on the telephone. I don't know if you've heard me talk to him on the air. Well, he is one of my favorite people. He is beyond motivational. And he basically says everybody shows up with a God-given talent, and you just have to discover it. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Les Brown.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back, and your illustrious guest, Kayla. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Fantastic. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, Les is an Emmy Award winner. He's won an Emmy. He's named one of the world's... Yeah, he was named one of the world's top five speakers. Yeah, and he has a great... Now, a lot of my listeners know Les, so I'm going to actually have you take another break while I talk to Les a little bit about what's been going on. He and I have got a great conversation because I want to hear about the conference calls that you've been having over the last 3 months with our listeners. How has it been going?
It's been going extremely well because I've got a chance to meet some powerful and wonderful personalities and develop some great relationships, and we've had chances to do some seminars and workshops with them as well and see them in person. So I've enjoyed it. It's been growth producing for me as well, and we're looking forward to doing some other things with many of the people we've been talking with.
Well, tell me about some of the growth that's been created by some of the people you've spoken to. I mean, I know my listeners now know Les Brown really, really well. You've had about, 400 people on a teleconference call with you over the past 3 months, which was one of the things that Les so graciously donated all of his time for the last 3 months with the listeners from the last fund drive. What has happened?
Well, one of the things that it proves is that the people are right where they are. Everybody's in their rightful place. Your rightful place is where your thoughts have brought you. Your true place is where your thoughts can take you. And when you begin to look at this radio station and the kind of people that listen, there are people who have a desire to do more with their lives. And so what we've seen is that people who had ideas and goals and dreams they wanted to work on, they got involved in doing that with other relationships. They conquered their fears. They faced their fears. They stopped procrastinating, and they've been actively engaged in moving in the direction of the things they wanted to do for themselves. I enjoy seeing that. I enjoy seeing the light come on. I enjoy seeing people begin to connect to their personal power to achieve more and to do more with that which they have. And that's been happening all over the place.
Have people been talking about the financial situation that's been going on in their lives, and how have you helped some of them around it? We actually have one of the we have one of the people that are on the that was on the teleconference with you with us. Julie, are you with us? Julie? She's joining us in just a second. She was on the teleconference calls with you. Do you know Julie Max?
Yeah, Julie has been one of the people on the call with us. One of the things that we've been saying to people, do not focus on the general economy. Focus on your personal economy. You can't do anything about the general economy. What you can do something about is your personal economy.
What do you mean?
Well, there are a lot of people who are glued to the television and to radio listening to what's happening in the general economy, what's happening in the global economy. That can cause you to become so caught up in that, you forget to take care of the main thing. You want to keep your mind focused on what is it I can do where I am with my talents, with my abilities, with my skills. How can I carve out a life for myself, earning a living doing that which I love to do, as opposed to just showing up on a job just to pay the bills? How do I reverse my situation if I'm upside down in a mortgage note, or if I've lost my job? What do I do now? If people just focus on what they need to do right now, as opposed to all the things that's being written about in the newspaper and broadcast in the media, you can get overwhelmed by all of those things.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Very important is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Well, now, what if you in your own, what did you say, your personal?
Your personal economy.
Okay.
What are you going to do about your situation? How are you going to handle that? Case in point, I'm working with my daughter. Her mother is ill, and she's attending to her. And she has goals and dreams of being a videographer. So she has to find ways to negotiate her time between the hospital and talking to the doctors and being able to get the prescription drugs and all of the things that would make it possible for her mother to still be here. And at the same time, she's got to build a customer base and be able to go out and video scenes and be able to take care of customers. And so working to keep a balance, it's very important that people begin to look at, how do I take care of what I have that's before me? What help, what assistance can I get and be able to develop a game plan that allows me to stay on top of my life?
Wow. So that's going to, I mean, it just requires reminding, and reminding happens with motivation. And I mean, that's what I look to you for, Les, is you are the most inspirational guy that I can talk to for 5 minutes and completely change my perspective. I don't care what I just saw or what just happened to me. You can shift me. You have turned some things around in my head that, I mean, honestly, I totally appreciate what the friendship that we have grown and the how much I've gotten to know you and what you've done for the listeners. You've literally donated so much of your time to these people. Thank you.
I get a great deal out of it as well, and I appreciate who you are and what it is your show represents, awareness. Because I think life is about stories, and it's about awareness. We live life according to the story we believe about ourselves. And then as a result of an experience or a relationship or an event, it expands our awareness and we step out of that story and start creating another story with our lives. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once a man or woman's mind has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience or an event, it can never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And so what Choosing Your Future does in the seminars and the workshops, it expands your level of awareness. What it got for me and why I do this, as much as I enjoy providing seminars and workshops for people, but I get more out of it than they do. I had a high school teacher who said that love, happiness, and inspiration are perfumes you can't sprinkle on others without getting a few drops on yourself.
Uh-huh.
So I have a good time over there, and I'm growing. I'm not wearing a crown. I've got struggles, but I'm like the lady said, that said, Lord, I ain't what I want to be, ain't what I'm going to be, and thank God, I sure ain't what I was.
Well, that's true for you, and you have quite a story. If people have not heard Les Brown before on the Aware Show, you came from an amazing background. You lived in an orphanage for a long time, right?
Well, no, I was labeled educable mentally retarded. I was born in an abandoned building on a floor with a twin brother. Mm-hmm. And then we were adopted. We were 6 weeks of age by Mrs. Mamie Brown. She adopted us. She was 46. She had a third grade education, but she had a PhD in mother wit.
Mm. She had a PhD in love, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So she raised us. And when I was in the fifth grade, I was identified as EMR, labeled educable mentally retarded, put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade. I filled again when I was in the eighth grade. But because of my mother's love and because of her passion and drive to provide for us, it caused me to be the person I am now. I feel like Abraham Lincoln, who said, all that I am and all that I ever hoped to be, I owe to my mother. So whenever I speak always in my speeches by saying, this has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I used to have a talk show, Lisa, and I would end my talk show like that. I remember the producer said, you can't do that. I said, why can't I? Did you say it's the Les Brown show?
Well, I used to listen to you in Chicago. You were in Chicago, right?
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
And I used to listen to you, and I saw your billboards and everything all around. And those were phenomenal radio shows that you would do, just because you would just provide so much hope to people and so much inspiration. Les has recorded this really amazing CD set. There are 6 CDs in this set. It's called Choosing Your Future. And I want you to hear a little bit about what Les Brown has to say on these CDs, because you can listen, especially listening to these things in the car, rather than financial news right now, will change your world. Listen to Les Brown in Choosing Your Future.
I was on in Chicago, lady called, 2 o'clock in the morning, named Sasha, saw me on television. They're raising money for PBS. She said, Les Brown, I'm so proud of you and you and your brother and what y'all did to buy your mother home. But let me tell you something. I saw y'all at the beginning of that program. You know, it's most certainly nice that she raised y'all. She had to be a good woman, raise children that weren't hers. But not only did she just raise y'all, y'all are some ugly children. Y'all had some funny little bald heads on television. Could y'all take those pictures off? If I were you, I wouldn't let nobody see those pictures. I mean, I didn't even ask her to do that for me. 2 o'clock in the morning, she called me to over that. Boy, y'all some homely kids. What a good, you know, God bless that I raised 2 ugly children. Well, people, something else. All right, they're just something else. I want you to know, whatever dream you have, you're going to have some people tell you that. My brother, he said to me, it's been so good. Wesley came up and one of my assistants met him at the airport and brought him to the Penobscot building. And she said, he walked her all over the Penobscot building. He said, is this an important building in Detroit? She said, yes. So he got off the elevator, 21st floor, and got off and saw my office name there. She said, his eyes got big, and he came in, and he said, oh. Now, this is the same person. Every time we had a holiday, I'd go home. Wesley's the master at talking about you and being a dream buster. I mean, a proud dream buster. And he used to say, what are you doing now on your dream? And the table gets silent. Well, Wesley, this is my year. Oh, I think we've heard that before, haven't we, Margaret? Well, this year it's different. This is my year. Didn't we hear that before? Yes, Wesley. Why don't you get you a real job rather than beating your gums together? Mama said, Leslie, you know, they still might take you back down at Sears. By this time, I'm turning red, but couldn't nobody see it. Room turning purple now. Smoke coming out my ears and my nose. Now I'm snorting now. Mama make him leave me alone now. Yeah, Mr. Motivator. Look how much weight he lost, Mama. Talking about he fasting. So Wesley said, Les, I'm proud of you, my brother. You have really done it. And I really love you even more when you send me some money.
Those are some of the fun moments of what you're going to hear on the CD track. Hey, Les?
Yes.
I chose the wrong track there, but I just wanted people to understand how much fun you have and what a great time you have. Cause you are living the dream and you're being the dream. And it wasn't always like that for you. I know that, but you've helped a lot of people here at the station, an enormous amount of people here. Julie Max is with us on the phone. Hey, Julie, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I just tried to get to you a few minutes ago, but you've been talking with Les on the phone. Tell me a little bit about what type of changes you created.
Yes, I've been on all the calls. Well, I don't like to admit this, but I felt really powerless over my clutter. It's been building up for about a year, you know, and I thought, oh, this is nothing. But a few days ago, I started to seriously clear it out, and I got a long way to go, but I feel so much better. And from that, immediately last night, there's a space for me to write again. And this was one of my major gifts, and it's been on hold for a while.
So you created something because you got rid of the clutter. You created the space for something to happen in your life.
And it sounds so mundane, but it's huge. All the successful people I know, the first thing they often say is, get the clutter out of the way. And I think, are these people mad? No, but it's so huge.
No, it's true. It goes with your mind, too, and with your thoughts, the clutter in your thinking. I mean, Les, how do you get rid of those negative, cluttering thoughts in your head?
That's the value of listening to Choosing Your Future, because you don't get rid of them. The negative thoughts, the cluttered thoughts, are there. What we do is we overpower them. You have to make room for your thoughts. You have to make room for your dream. And as a result of our taking the time for a clearing, when I first get up in the morning, I meditate. And my breathing and my meditation is, I am, God is. I am, God is. And every time I see a thought coming into my mind, we can't control the thoughts that come into our minds. However, we can control the thoughts that we dwell on. And so as we begin to create twice a day, 20 minutes a day, a moment where we get still to connect within ourselves, to allow our minds to become clear, because it takes deliberate effort to discipline and train your thinking. We have to train our minds, and that's what Choosing Your Future will do. By listening over and over and over and over again, you begin to train your mind, train your thinking, and you'll begin to focus on the things that you want to create in your life experience, and your behavior will begin to follow your thoughts by your engaging in this conscious, deliberate action to clean out the clutter, the fear, the negativity, the procrastination, the guilt, the addiction to powerlessness, and begin to take your life back. Because most people have surrendered their lives to the clutter, to their fears, to their family members and friends, and to the negative experiences they've experienced in the past.
You have a concept on the Choosing Your Future CD set that says it's about a gold card, and to create your own gold card. Do you remember that?
Yes, that you have to create a gold card that ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. You write your goal down and you look at the goal that you want to achieve, you break it up into increments, and you focus on something that you can do every day. I have seven things. Tomorrow morning when I wake up, I will have a list before me. This evening when I finish, I'm checking off all the things that I'm supposed to do, the seven most important things that I'm supposed to do that will move me in the direction of my goal. By the yard is hard, Robert Shula says, but inch by inch, anything is a cinch.
Mm-hmm.
So I will write down seven things that I want to get out of tomorrow, seven things, and I will not do anything else until I draw a line through those seven things. And if I don't achieve those seven things, then I carry them over to the next day. What this does is, as I read these and focus on these things, Lisa, they keep me focused. I have an agenda for my life. Most people don't have an agenda for their lives. If you don't have an agenda for your life, then you're going to be a part of somebody else's agenda. So it's very important that you take the time and ask yourself, tomorrow's coming. What is it I want to get out of that day? Write those things down on a card. On one side you have, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened. On the flip side, you have the seven action steps that you're going to take that's going to move you in the direction of your goals.
See, that's what I like, is I like practical tips and exercises that we can do right now. And rather than focusing on how hard things are and how bad they may be, it's changing your focus, because, of course, you attract what you think about, and if you can control those thoughts and focus on some of the things that you want rather than all the devastation that's happening, blah blah blah, if you focus on some of the things you want, you can literally start attracting those things in your life, just because like attracts like. Basic law of physics, what we've heard about for a long time since the law of attraction stuff has been talked about. I want to play another track from the CD set. Now, this is a six CD set from Les Brown. It's called Choosing Your Future. And it's amazing because it, I mean, it's like you just recorded this. It talks about overcoming adversity and roadblocks. And there's all sorts, I mean, it talks about how to discover what is possible even in a situation that might seem like there are no possibilities. Incredibly motivating. I want you to listen to another track from the CD set. And by the way, these are available today here at KPFK for a donation to the station, $150 donation to the station, and you again can break those up over the 12-month period. Listen to Les Brown's Choosing Your Future again.
How many ever heard of the Sea of Galilee? Raise your hands, please. Okay. The Sea of Galilee flows into the Jordan River. And the Jordan River flows into the Dead Sea. Now, here's something about the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River. They have all type of fish and plants that grow. It's vibrant. It's thriving with life. The Dead Sea is salty. And it's so salty, it has a high degree and density of buoyancy that you float, just jumping, you just float automatically. But there's no life in the Dead Sea. That's why they call it the Dead Sea. There's no life there. It's an inlet. But you know what? It's the difference between the two, and life shows us things. It's not an outlet. It doesn't feed into anything. It doesn't give water to anything. It only receives water. See, there are a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, that are takers. They're inlets. But they're dead. They're dead inside. They're not giving anything. Their lives are salty. Tasteless life. Non-contributing life. They're the walking, breathing dead. How many of you know people just take and don't give anything back? Raise your hands, all right? These are miserable people. Listen to what it says. They're miserable people to be around, these takers. The act of giving makes you more alive and able to sustain life. See, when you are going through life relentlessly, seeking out what is it you're supposed to give? What service are you supposed to give, that you're supposed to provide, that you're supposed to bring? Here's what something God said that's very important. He said, service is the rent we pay for the space we take up on earth. Woo! How many of y'all know people that's behind in their rent? Raise your hand, please, all right? There's a lot of y'all that raise your hand because you're the one. I'll just play it with you. We're going to give you your money back if you're the one. All right. All right, so decide now. Whatever you have, whatever this is that you have in you, that you're going to give, and you're going to give like you've never given before. Why? It gives your life to give. It brings out more in you. The more you give, the more you realize you can give. The more you share, the more you love, the more compassion you show. What a time when we have homeless people. The time when we have young people who have no sense of purpose and direction. At a time when people are feeling powerless with all the massive layoffs and jobless people. And there's a mean spirit against people that are down on their luck. For people now decide that regardless of what's going on in my life right now, there's something I can give. Regardless of what's going on, that I showed up to do something. And I'm going to find a way to become of greater service to humanity and greater service to life. Now, what can you do, Les, when you have been telling yourself you can reach a goal and you've been affirming, I am abundant, I am rich. Oh, I feel better than good and better than most. I'm blessed and highly favored. I can make it. I'm a winner. And you're losing every day. Life whipping your butt every day. You reading all these prosperity books, you listening to all these tapes, and it ain't happening. You wrote your goals down. You've been concentrating on these goals. You've been going out there and you have no money in your pocket. You're talking about, I'm a rich child of God. Your mind says, come on, give me a break. Who are you joking? What do you do when you've lost your spirit, you've lost your job, you lost everything, life been devastated? How do you do it? Come on, be real, man. Come on, get a life. You can't do that. You can't come back from that. Come on. How do you do that? Here's something that Larry D'Angelo wrote. He said, life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
That is the whole point behind choosing your future. That is what choosing your future is about. 818-985-5735. That is the incredibly inspirational voice of Les Brown. He is beyond motivating, in my opinion. And he says just everybody shows up with a God-given talent. You just have to discover what it is. Yes, we're hearing about economic downturn, recession. Whatever happened to that goals list? Do you feel like you don't deserve it anymore? Do you feel like that there's so much talk about, oh, we're in such a recession that you can't have your dreams anymore? Do you hear so much of a scarcity conversation out there that you forgot that it's okay to be able to ask for what you want? I always add in there, as long as it helps other people. That's just my personal belief. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being of service. We're talking about sharing, giving. The whole point of giving to KPFK here is to keep the station alive. If we don't achieve our goal in this fund drive, we won't be here for another 30 days. So that is a conversation of help us out. We love you. We want to stay here for you. We've been here for 50 years. We can do it again. This June fund drive has a lot of stakes on it, and we're looking for you guys to keep this brilliant concept alive. And well, we've been doing it for 50 years now, and we're looking to go for another at least 3 months. 818-985-KPFK. Now, we're looking to be around for a long time. Now, $150 pledge for this 6 CDs, which is an amazing thing, 6 CDs for $150 pledge. You can ask the volunteers in the phone room to spread it out over a 12-month period. That's 40 cents a day. It's roughly 40 cents a day. So you can spread it out over 12 months. I think it's $12 a month. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. Les Brown has given us so much time on the air and has been so great and so wonderful with what you've donated to the station in the past, with your time and your talent and your words and so forth. What you were saying on that CD set, Les, about service comes into play during this particular time. What if people don't have anything to give at this time?
I think they should give of their time and their talent, and I think they should find a way to make it happen. As we begin to look at ourselves, one of the things that most people do, I'll never forget, I was talking to a gentleman at a crucial point in my life. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. My brothers and sisters had called me and said they were going to put her in a nursing home. I was a state legislator in Columbus, Ohio. I just got elected to my third term. I was the chairman of the Human Resource Committee. And I loved the legislative process. I was going to run for the Senate and then for Congress and statewide office. And so I said, don't put her in a nursing home, because Mama used to work in a nursing home, and she said she never wanted to go to a nursing home. And I told her at 10, I said, you will not ever go to a nursing home. We will take care of you. Because I had a problem. I couldn't understand, Lisa, how one woman could raise 7 children who couldn't take care of themselves, who couldn't raise themselves, but 7 grown men and women couldn't take care of one woman. And so I resigned from the Ohio legislature. I went back to Miami to take care of my mother. And I had to start all over again. And without any college training and the $370,000 I'd saved, the medical expenses ate that up like it was nothing. And so all I had was my mind, my mouth, and my spirit. And I went to various seminars and workshops and saw the late Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, and Zig Ziglar, and Tony Robbins, who's the number one motivational speaker on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to do something different with my life. And what I realized during that time, whatever you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. If you focus on your bills, if you focus on your setbacks, if you focus on all the negative things that's going on, those things will overpower you. You've got to begin to change your focus and look at, now what? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go from here? And that's the value of choosing your future. Because it begins to open your mind up, it begins to expand your awareness, and begin to cause you to focus on the possibilities rather than suffering from the possibility mindset that, you know what, I can do this or I can do this. There are a lot of people suffer from possibility blindness. That's what I was trying to say. I was suffering from possibility blindness at one point. My mind told me, Les, what are you going to do? You don't have a college education. How are you going to get a job? How will you be available to take care of your mother? But the possibility mindset said, what do you have? What can you do with what you've got? There are three things, Lisa, that people have to deal with in life.
Okay.
Number one, what do I have going for me?
Okay.
Number two, how do I make money with it? And three, how do I get access to people who will pay me for it?
Okay.
Those are the three things that people deal with. By listening to Choosing Your Future, you will get answers to those things. When I recorded that, I was sleeping on the floor of my office of the Penobscot building and bathing in the sink down the hall. And I came up with ideas that moved me from that place and empowered me through the awareness of beginning to retrain my thinking. It helped me to start a new chapter in my life. And it will do that and has done that for thousands of people that listen to it continuously on a regular basis.
So
your show does that. Guests that you bring in. The comments that you take very casually, there are people that's listening to every word that began to expand their level of awareness, and they go from thinking, I can't do this, to because of what you said, they say to themselves, I can do this. Because you, through the awareness show, you change their self-explanatory style.
See, that's what... That's what we're trying to do. That is exactly what we're trying. We are doing that on the Aware Show. I hear back feedback all the time from people who have made such a significant shift in their health and in their life from information that they've heard from great people like you on the Aware Show. And that is just a constant thank you. I mean, that's just a beautiful thing when people send me emails like that of something they've changed. I do it all the time. I reinvent and recreate myself. All that you do. You do it. I mean, how many times have you had to reinvent yourself, Les Brown?
Yeah, and I'm still doing it because recessions restores resourcefulness. And people need to know that. Recessions restores resourcefulness.
Yes. That, write that down, folks. When you're listening to the CD set, you're going to want a pen and a paper because you're going to write down some of the stuff that comes through Les. Recessions restore resourcefulness. That is great. How many bills have I cut back on and redone with the phone company? And there's some amazing packages out there right now. I have redone almost every single one of my household bills. I've gotten on the phone with every company and said, how can I get this bill down? How can I get this bill down? And well, we've made significant changes in our household bills because of just restoring resourcefulness.
Now, let me tell you what Tim Mai did. Tim Mai, as a result of an expanded awareness after listening to Choosing Your Future, Tim Mai came up with an idea and a concept of how he would do real estate differently and created a program that allowed him to generate over $850,000 in 3 days. And listen to this. And $350,000 a month residual.
Wow.
See, there's no shortage of money. There's just a shortage of thinking, a shortage of ideas. As we begin to become more resourceful and begin to look within and get together with other like-minded people, we create a synergy and we begin to expand our level of awareness. I guarantee you from this point in time, years from now, historians will see, recorded during this time, more businesses, more innovation, more leaders, more inventions, the birth of new industries and new jobs unlike any other time in history.
Yes.
Because adversity introduces you to yourself. You expand during adversity. You can't constrict and get into your greatness. You have to expand. You have to expand your awareness. You have to look for ways to earn enough money till your bills don't matter.
That great point.
Your talents, your abilities, and your skills will transcend that and free you up.
Yes.
You can do that. But
yes.
What happens, and let me share this with you. As I'm speaking to you right now, people that are listening, it has been proven scientifically, it's impacting the frontal cortex of your brain and the striatum area of your brain. In Time magazine this month, they took a group of people, three groups that were suffering from severe back pain. They exposed them to custom design acupuncture, general acupuncture, and then they also did a placebo test with toothpicks. Now, the medicine they received, the medical treatment they received, alleviated the pain at a level of 23% in those people. The same group of people reported a 65% elimination of the pain with toothpicks.
Oh, my God.
And it showed the power of the mind that when I say to you, Lisa, you're going to get better. Lisa, you've got greatness in you. That expectation, that word, that conviction that I speak that to you creates a chemistry in your brain that produces what are called wellness cells that begin to activate a feeling of empowerment in you, fortifies your immune system, and inspire you to start a new chapter with your life.
That's what people get out of listening to Choosing Your Future CDs. Now, I want to give people the opportunity right now to pick up the phone. Just give me 3 minutes here or less, because I want to see if I can get all 15 phone lines lit up here at KPFK. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I want to play another track of the CD set, but first, I have to tell you guys how much this is going to change the way that you're looking at your life. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a $150 pledge to the station. It is ask the volunteers in the phone room if they can break it down over 12 months. It is 40 cents a day. Is 40 cents a day worth it for you to change your thoughts? Is 40 cents a day worth it for you to shift yourself out of being stuck, out of this economic downturn conversation, to a place of possibilities for yourself? Is 40 cents a day worth it to you to realize that you are worth turning around your life and creating the dreams that you want that outweigh anything else that you're doing right now? Creating a game plan for your life, making it all worth it. 818-985-5735. You want to know that your life matters to you, yourself, your loved ones, your family, and do something out there in the world to change your life or to change other people's lives, to inspire other people. The phone number here, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. We have three lines that are lit up right now. Hey, Les, you with me?
Yes, I am. And Lisa, here's something that's new that we have that no one has, that I just did it. And for those, and today only, for the people that call, I've just done something that's life-changing, and it's called Fight for Your Dream.
What's that?
This new video that I have done, the reason I did it is because I had to fight for myself. I went to the Cleveland Clinic. They told me, yes, your PSA is 381. You need to have chemotherapy right away. And I said, no. I said, first, give me a scan. Give me some confirmation. Do a biopsy. I'm not just going to go and blindly take chemotherapy. So they wouldn't do that. And so I fought them and at the James Cancer Center. And after they wouldn't do it and wouldn't write the script for it, I paid for it myself, and they had to apologize to me. I'm cancer-free. I don't have any cancer in my bones, nor do I have any cancer in my soft tissue. I had to fight them for
that. Wow.
And I was up till 3:30 this morning. I said to a guy who a doctor told him that he was terminally ill, I said, let me tell you something. He had no right to tell you that. What he should have told you was that his ability to help you has terminated. He's not God. More patients die from a doctor's prognosis than from the disease itself. I said, man, you've got to fight for your life. And so what this video is about, it's about things that people can do right now to fight for your dreams. There are people that's trying to pay for prescription drugs, people trying to buy gas, people that's trying to keep their family together, people that are upside down in a mortgage note, people that have lost their jobs. When this is going on, the most important tool you have is that 3 pound of matter between your ears. And that's what Choosing a Future does. It expands your awareness. There are people that are listening. They can feel me in their heart. Their energy level is stronger. And that's what this will do. It's called Fight for Your Dream. These are the things that leaders, these are the things that top entrepreneurs, these are the things that people who make history, These are the secrets of what they have implemented to get themselves up off the canvas of life and begin to conquer life. I've got a saying on this: when life knocks you down, try and land on your back.
Yes.
Because if you could look up, you could get up. This will help you get back up again. Because, see, at the end of the day, Lisa, life is a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over.
All right, so this is what you can hear on the CD set, Choosing Your Future.
Choosing Your Future, and the DVD. If they call right now, they'll get this free. It has a $125 value. They'll get that as a part of it. Fight for your dream. You got to fight. And people that are serious, that want to make it right now, the most important thing to make it today is your mindset. Choosing Your Future. You don't want somebody else to choose your future. You don't want the government to do it. You don't want your friends to do it. You don't want your circumstances. You don't want events to determine what your future will be. You have to make the choice. You've got to take control of your life. You've got to take charge. And you need some effort. You need some encouragement. You need some inspiration to do that. And Choosing Your Future will help you do that. And this video, Fight for Your Dream, will bring out the fighter in you, the champion in you, that allow you to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
So you're throwing this in with the CD set. I didn't
Absolutely.
Know this is
for
separate.
Today and today only, yes. People are paying $125
$150
for it, but they will get this DVD along with Choosing Your Future absolutely free.
Okay,
as a giveaway in this.
It's called, what is it called?
Fight for Your Dream.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
Yes,
fight for your
mind.
Dreams.
What inspired this, that life is a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. I don't care if it's for your health, for your children, for your community, for your peace of mind, for your life. It's a fight for territory. You got to fight.
Absolutely. 818-985-KPFK. Les is going to throw in, and that's for all the past people that pledged too. He's going to throw in an additional DVD called Fight for Your Dreams. This is unbelievable. Thank you so much. I want to actually have people listen to some of the CD because it really motivated me. D'Angelo, could you cue up CD 2, track 8? I changed my mind here. CD 2, track 8. This is one of my favorites, and I'm realizing we're running out of time here. But this is from Choosing Your Future. Terry Guy in the phone room said it's okay. Kayla, my assistant, said it's okay. Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's okay.
Oh,
it is fine. Okay, my assistant here says it's free and it's okay. 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. Listen to this from Les Brown's Choosing Your Future.
I'm reminded of a man, Mr. Winston, who was the president of a railroad, and one day he got off one of the trains in a small town. And there were two railroad workers sitting outside on a bench outside of the office. And as Mr. Winston stepped off, one guy said, "Hey, Winston, how you doing?" And he said, "Hey, Marvin, how are you doing? I'm so glad to see you. How's the family?" He said, "Fantastic. What about your family?" "Oh, they're doing great." He said, "Well, it's so great to see you. I haven't seen you in years. You haven't aged a bit." He said, "No, you haven't either." He said, "Well, let's stop lying. Look here, you take it easy, all right?" And he went on about his business, and the guy sitting next to Marvin said, You know who that is? That's the president of the railroad." He said, "Yes." "You know him personally?" He said, "Yes." He said, "We both 30 years ago came here together." He said, "You came here together 30 years ago?" "Yes." "He's the president of the railroad now?" He said, "I don't mean to embarrass you or anything." He said, "But why are you still here?" And his response said, "You know, I've lost a lot of sleep thinking about that." He said, 30 years ago, I came to work for $1.40 a day. And 30 years ago, Mr. Winston came to work for the railroad. The difference, ladies and gentlemen, was the commitment of service. The difference was the mindset and how Mr. Winston showed up and how Marvin showed up. And because Winston was willing to give more, forgetting himself, and poured his life into what he was doing, he loved the railroad business. And each got out exactly what they put in. As you look at what it is you want, make sure it's something you love. If you don't know what it is that you love, just toy with something and just find out, do it for a little while. You used to take pictures. Did it for a while, enjoyed it, developed a large laboratory for developing pictures. Did it for a while, then after a while, got tired and lazy. Didn't want that anymore. So I tried something else. And I did that for a little while. Been involved in advertising and creating and developing commercials and jingles for radio stations. I love the creative part of radio. Love writing them and developing and editing those tapes in the studio and the production room. Enjoyed that. That was real good. But there was still something missing. And I said, no, that's not it. I said, let me try something else. Now, but by the way, whatever I did, I went up in there all the way to find out if it fit. Like, I was like a child, like at Christmas time. I was very excited about it, and I went all the way with it to find out, is this it? Does this have my name on it? Is this my reason for being? And I just kept on till finally, I found something. The further I got up in it, I said, this feels good. They say a career is something you love so much you do it for nothing, but you do it so well people will pay you to do it. I said, I like this. This feels good talking to people. Yeah, I like that. They come in one way and they walk out differently. I like that. Then they give you those big checks. You say, ooh, this is really getting good now. I like to say that man was not born to work for a living, but to live his making, and living his making will make his living. And I say that in a generic sense. So, as you look toward the future, as we now have put another block, not only is it possible, but it's necessary that we test ourselves. It's necessary that we focus and pursue our dream passionately. It's necessary that we stretch and challenge ourselves every day and get ourselves surrounded with people that are strange like we are. People that are dreaming like we are. People that have found something that consumes them like we are. People that have found something that excites them like we are excited. And as you do those kinds of things, recognizing that you are the raw material and you are all you need, you are more than enough to handle your circumstances, to overcome events, to rebuild your life, to recreate your future, to reinvent yourself, to change your personal history. That you don't allow yourself to be mesmerized by the challenges of life, but you're becoming proactive, focusing on the solutions, on what you want to create. As you do that, you're going to have some personal victories.
That is the voice of Les Brown, the very inspirational voice of Les Brown. And that is the CD set, Choosing Your Future, that you're going to be listening to. If you pledge to the station right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. Les Brown is on the line with me right now. We have 10 minutes. Oh, my God, we have 10 minutes left of the show. 10 minutes for you guys to give us a call. 10 minutes for you to get this Choosing Your Future 6 CDs. Incredibly motivational. And Les just threw in a free DVD, a bonus DVD. When you pledge for the set, what is the DVD called?
The DVD is called Fight for Your Dream, and I will share with people the secret steps, the step-by-step process that people that I've coached, like Dwight Jones, Mike Jones, who does a seminar called How to Earn Over $200,000 a Year with Your Eyes Closed, Mike, who's been blind since he was 10 years old, the things that I taught him when I met him, he was on Social Security, and now Mike is a millionaire. And so this will help you to begin to get unstuck. All of us at different points in our lives break down on the highway of life, and we need to be jump-started, Lisa.
Yes.
And this Fight for Your Dream will jump-start you. Fight for Your Dream will connect a person to their personal power. It will change your life. Oh. I did this at a time where people are going through some tough stuff. I'm looking at my daughter now, and she's maturing, and she's a different person right now, and taking care of her mother, sitting in the emergency room. Now the roles are reversed from being a child to being the mother now. And just knowing how she's staying focused, and how we have to, even when things appear to be disastrous, in all things give thanks. in all things, look for the possibilities. Look for things to get better. Begin to know and expect that no matter how bad it is or how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
All right.
This is what that this does, this DVD. It will impact them. They will feel better. They will be empowered, and they'll get back up and start fighting again.
All right. So here we've got 10 lines right now, 10 lines to light up. Five of those are lit. 818-985-5735. We're raising money for KPFK. We're keeping the station alive. By pledging here at KPFK, you pledge it forward. So please continue to donate. For 50 years, we have pursued peace on the air through knowledge. We've done incredible things with art and music and positive action and social justice on the show, this whole station. 818-985-5735. Now, we have 7 minutes left for the Aware Show. I want to see 10 lines light up right now. How many lines, Kayla?
10
lines. 818-985-5735. Say it with me, girl.
818-985-5735.
Yes, that's the phone number to call. That's Kayla, my daughter. She's here with me working today because she's out of school. So 818-985-5735. It's a $150 pledge to the station, which will help KPFK enormously. And you can ask the volunteers in the phone room to split it up over a 12-month period. That's 40 cents a day. And Les is throwing in a bonus DVD for everyone who pledges right now. And it's called Fight for Your Dreams. It's a very motivational step-by-step process of how to create your future. And this is, by the way, the other thing is six CDs. And it talks about possibilities and what is necessary in order for you to have and realize the importance of your dreams. 818-985-KPFK. Keep the phone lines ringing. $150 pledge spread out over 12 months, 40 cents a day. You guys can do that in order to change your life. It is worth it. You are worth it. Keep the line. I just want you guys to be happy. That is my whole goal here. This is Les's happy hour. That's what we're doing. Keep the lines ringing. 818-985-5735. 818, a listener said that listening to Les is her happy hour. That's great. Okay, 818-985. What is it, Kayla?
818-985-5735.
That's slow enough for you guys. That's perfect. So you guys can get the number. I always say it so fast. Thank you, Kayla. All right. Keep the lines ringing. 818-985-KPFK. We're raising money for this amazing station that we have here, which has existed for 40 or 50 years, pursuing peace through knowledge, art, debate, and positive action. That is this station. That's what we give you. 818-985-KPFK. Les Brown is with me on the line, and he's also donating and throwing in as a bonus the other DVD that he was just talking about called Fight for Your Dreams. And in terms of a step-by-step process, this is something that will help you move from wherever you're at with tiny steps. It's not about that one giant big leap. It's about taking the small steps to get the lasting change. That's the whole point of it, isn't it, Les?
Absolutely. You know, Einstein said, if we fed our minds as much as we fed our stomachs, we'll never have to worry about putting stuff in our stomach, having clothes on our back, or a roof over our head. This is the time that we have to feed our minds with things that can anchor us, things that will allow us to get our bearings, things that allow us to see a way through, things that can begin to remind us that we are more than able, that we are conquerors, that we don't have to be victims, that we are stronger than our circumstances. We have to be reminded of that constantly. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, and choosing your future as they listen, and particularly this new DVD called Fight for Your Dream. A lot of people have surrendered. A lot of people have given up. No, life is not about giving up. It's not about laying down and feeling sorry for yourself. It's not about singing the song, somebody's done me wrong. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's. It's about what are you going to do? It's about how do I begin to move my life forward? It's not about showing up on a job that you hate just to pay the bills. It's about creating something that you're passionate about, living a life of significance, making a difference, leaving your mark. And this DVD, Lisa, it will do that. I guarantee you. The people that are listening right there, they're not listening by accident. They could be someplace else. This is an appointment. As much as they've chosen to be on this station, this is their time. There are people who are listening. They need this DVD. We've created it for them, called Fight for Your Dream. There are people who have given up on their dreams. Somebody, I'm too old, or I don't have the money, or I lost my job, or I'm going through a divorce. Listen, none of those things matter. Life is not about excuses. Life is about results. Don't give up on yourself. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You've got to keep on fighting. You've got to keep on swinging. You've got to fall forward. And this DVD, I'm fired up. I eat hot cup on a fork before I put one together. I guarantee you, they'll be running around the house.
And you are fired up. I love you like this. And this is the type of motivation that people are needing right now, because there has been an overall malaise of just drudgery that we have been kind of being suppressed under. And we need a voice like yours on the air right now. We need a voice like yours in our car right now. We need someone to break us out of the box of the general depression that we've been hearing on the airwaves. It's not worth it, folks. Like attracts like. We got to get on the airwaves, a voice like Les, or get that in your car and listen to the CD. Do whatever you can to turn your life into a life of passion, of service, of gratitude, of success, of love, of whatever it is in your life that turns you around. 818-985-KPFK. We have 1 minute left, and I am very grateful. Thank you so much, Les Brown, for joining us on the air. Keep the lines ringing. We're not done yet. Thank you, Tanya Jenkins and Gina Salvati, and thank you, D'Angelo, for helping us out on the air today with the music and the engineering. And thank you, Kayla Davis. You've been an awesome co-host. You've been an awesome co-host with me today. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
818. Okay, say it with me. 818.
818. 985-5735.
That's the phone number to call. Thank you so much, Les. Thank you for joining
me
today.
I appreciate you. And bye, Kayla. You did a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. We get to have 6.5-year-olds on the air with us today. That's great. Isn't that? This summer's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. And while I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.